Let us pray. Heavenly Lover, you who are the Spirit of love, breathe in us, create us, fill us with your life, fill us with your love, fill us with the Spirit of Christ. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of John. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, Jesus cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Gospel of the Beloved Jesus Christ.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear this story from the book of Acts. On the day of Pentecost, all the disciples were gathered together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came this sound like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared among all of them, a tongue of flame on each one. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, in Jerusalem, there were people, God-fearing Jews, from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, a crowd gathered. And they were bewildered because they heard the disciples speaking to them in all of their own native languages. They were amazed and astonished and said, "Wait, aren't all these people who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear them all talking to us in our own languages?" There were Parthians and Medes and Elamites, people from Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. They said, "How is it that we are all hearing them in our own languages talking about the mighty deeds of God?" And they wondered, "What does this mean?" Some people said, they're just drunk.
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. And listen to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young shall see visions, and your old shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. When you sing, the first thing you do is breathe in. You open yourself. You make a space within yourself for the air to enter. You don't have to go get the breath. You don't have to grasp for it. It's right there. All we do is open ourselves and make a space, and the breath is in us. And when we breathe in, that breath gives us life. It brings oxygen that our lungs exchange and turn into blood and send throughout our bodies. And then, when we have breathed in, we can breathe out. And when we breathe in, voice teachers will tell you the way you breathe in can affect how you sing, because we create this channel for that breath to come back out of you from your diaphragm all the way through the top of your head. And when we carefully, intentionally create that channel, then we don't just squeak. We sing. Then we can breathe out. We don't always sing, but we can. Pentecost was that day when the disciples really breathed in. The word for breath and spirit is the same word. In Greek, it's pneuma, which means spirit, and also gives us the word pneumonia, which is a disorder of the breathing. Breath and spirit are one. Respiration and inspiration. They are both being inspirited. We breathe the spirit in. We open ourselves. We make a space within ourselves. And God is there. We don't have to go find God. We don't have to search for God. God is right there, filling us, giving us life, becoming part of our body, becoming the strength of our life. And then we create a channel through which that spirit comes back out into the world. What the disciples discovered on Pentecost is that inspiration isn't enough. You can't just breathe in. Respiration is breathing in and out. And in order to stay alive, we have to do both. We breathe in and receive the Holy Spirit, and we let it give us life and change us. And then we breathe out. And if we want, we can choose to sing. Sometimes we whine. Sometimes we lie. Sometimes we curse. Sometimes we say untruthful or hurtful things. But if we want, we have the Spirit in us to sing. To sing God's praise. To say words that bless and heal. Jesus gives us this wonderful image. Those who believe in me, Jesus says, come and drink. For Scripture says, out of your hearts will flow rivers of living water. Jesus invites us to imagine that we drink Him. We drink Christ. And that river flows out from us into all the world. But first, we open ourselves. So I invite you to this little meditation. I invite you to close your eyes and breathe in and breathe out. In and out. Aware that it is life that flows in and out. It is God that you breathe in and breathe out. Imagine a river that flows from Christ, and that entire river flows into you and fills you. River that is the water of creation. Bright and clear and life-giving, flowing and you drink deeply from it. The river is the love of Christ, the presence of God, the glory of life itself. With every breath, that river flows into you. And the river flows out. The compassion of God flows through you out into the world. It's infinite. It's pure. There is no end to it. You can't run out. You also can't hold it. It flows through you. The love of God, the presence of God, flows out from you into all the world, giving life to every living thing, blessing all of creation. God, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit. We pray that we might always breathe in and drink deeply of your love. Receive your Spirit so that your love might always flow through us into all the world. So we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace.